And tonight's Lakeshore Report editorial has to do with talk about the Three Mile Island incident in Pennsylvania. News director Joel Dreesang has these comments. Perhaps I'm something of a Pollyanna for looking for a silver lining in the mushroom cloud over Three Mile Island, Pennsylvania, but I believe there is some good in every bad thing that happens, and I do see some inherent good from the accident in Pennsylvania. For whenever we can look at the frailties of our fellow humans, whenever we can correct our fellow humans and help them stop nasty habits, it is good. I'm speaking, of course, about the irritatingly popular mispronunciation of the word N-U-C-L-E-A-R. Since the Three Mile Island incident, we hear everyone, everywhere, talking about nuclear power, nuclear reactors, nuclear radiation, nuclear regulatory commissions, nuclear waste, and so on. N-U-C-L-E-A-R is not pronounced nuclear. It's nuclear. Nuclear, not nuclear, nuclear. Spell it out. I mean it. Write it down right now. Okay, have you got a pen and some paper? N-U-C-L-E-A-R. Did you write it down? N-U-C-L-E-A-R. Now look at it. How could anyone who professes to know anything about the English language dare to pronounce that word, nuclear? The mispronunciation of the word nuclear is so widespread that it offends me. I gag the taste of 20-year-old Gerber oatmeal when I hear people say nuclear. As users and therefore protectors of the English language, we have the obligation to correct people when they say nuclear. When you hear a newscaster, a politician, a lobbyist, a pseudo-intellectual, a friend or a relative say nuclear, correct him or her.